You're listening to Virtual Dividends, a podcast by VFairs. VFairs is a platform that helps you take your events online. This podcast is dedicated to help budding digital marketers resolve their marketing challenges and advise them on the best tools, channels, and strategies to help them achieve their goals and numbers. And here's your host, marketing manager of VFairs, author Abdul Raouf.
Hello there. Welcome to another episode of Virtual Dividends. My name is author Abdul Raouf, and we've got a great show lined up for you today. I was literally bombarded with interesting questions last week by the listeners. Thank you so much for your support. I'll try to squeeze in as much as I can in this episode, but as you know, we've got a shortage of time, so I might not be able to get to all of them. Without further ado, let's get right into it. First up, Matthew from San Diego asks, I run a marketing site for a SaaS-based product that allows customers to manage their office inventory in an easy fashion. I use Drift Live Chat to entice people to chat, but only a handful do, and most of the people who do fail to go further down the sales funnel. What should I do? That's an interesting question, very common question as well, Matt. I'd say that sometimes we think that just using the live chat tool and deploying it on our site should be enough, but I found that execution is key. Usually the problem lies in how we set up the live chat and the conversational strategy surrounding it. So first off, you mentioned not many people engage with the chat. I would recommend that you test your messaging. What's the pop-up prompt say? Instead of saying, hey, I'm here to help, write something a bit more compelling, like we're helping companies reduce their times to audit by half by automating their inventory management. You know, chat with me to learn how. So something that really compels an audience member to really reach out and seek that advice. Also, it's very important to customize your message based on the page the user is viewing. So you need to have a different prompt message on your pricing page versus your customer's case study page versus your homepage. And that's really key as well. And also, maybe you want a differentiated messaging based on whether the visitor is a returning one or whether it's a new one, right? So make sure you're customizing and personalizing those messages because context really matters. Secondly, when you chat with these people, are you even encouraging them to book a meeting with you? Because, you know, if you don't tell them what's the benefit of a guided demo or a sales conversation, they'll really never know. So don't be a stoic support channel. Spruce it up with, you know, lead qualifying questions. And you know, don't be afraid to ask and push that calendar in front of your customers to book that demo and get a bit more of those conversations in. And you mentioned you're a SaaS-based product that's in the office inventory space, which I feel is an enterprise play, if I'm not mistaken. So if that's the case, that segment, in the enterprise segment, believe me, needs a lot more handholding and definitely a sales conversation before it starts getting warmer. So perhaps you might want to, you know, up the game by combining your conversational marketing with a bit of informed outbound marketing as well. So what I'm suggesting is go look into Drift account-based marketing or HubSpot. If you're using HubSpot, then you can use Prospect. And they basically have tools that do reverse IP lookup and help you proactively find out the customers that are looking at your site right now. And that's really neat because once you find the customers and company names that are looking at your site, you can then, you know, get those geographical cues and combine them to sort of find out the decision makers in those companies by, you know, using these sales prospecting tools like 100.io or snob.io or find that lead or maybe even just go to LinkedIn and hunt those people down and just, you know, toss them in any email and strike those conversations. I think that would really work well for you because if you're not getting enough conversations in, because enterprise is a different beast altogether. They may not, you know, really initiate something, but if you can chase them down and, you know, give them that comfort that, you know, you're very comfortable in making sure the enterprise objections are handled, that might actually work well in your favor. And in case the quality of leads is becoming a problem, this is something that I've been listening in the marketing influencer world. There is a tool called Mad Kudu, which apparently has some slick algorithms to help you score leads and guess how warm they are. So you might want to look into that tool as well to make sure that you're not really, you know, going after a lot of spammy leads and you focus on the ones that have the best potential to convert. All right, so let's move on. Linda from Dublin asks, I'm a marketer in a B2B setup that's offering a new line of leather products in Europe and Asia. We're trying to make some noise in these markets without breaking the bank. We're already doing some PPC email marketing and LinkedIn ads, but we need to accelerate responses. What would you recommend? Wow. Okay. So you are currently in the leather product. It seems you want something that scales a big region in Europe and Asia. And you want to engage customers and you also want something that's affordable. So I'm not really entirely sure about the leather market, but I'm assuming you're in a pretty crowded space. And whenever you're launching a new product line, my advice is you need a bit more engagement to help you position your brand, you know, get the value proposition out and get yourself some time with clients. So if you're just trying to push them to your site and trying to strike a conversation, have them fill out a web inquiry form, that's always going to be a tough game to play, to be honest, unless you give them, you know, massive motivation, some kind of a killer value proposition or a discount or something like that. I would advise something else. Like if you tell them that, hey, we have a great product, you know, in leather, and we'd love to show you how it's going to blow your mind. And we're inviting you to this event of ours where big names like, I don't know, Louis Vuitton and Gucci are coming as well. You know, if you entice them that, hey, I'd like the conversation with you and I just like to talk, that makes it a bit more interesting. And that will change the conversation a bit more drastically in your favor. So I'm mentioning event, and I don't think you can do a roadshow because you're, you know, the expanse of the target geography is too high. I would definitely recommend for this particular situation is to go for a virtual trade show. I'd say invest your time first in creating content. So create some really neat sales collateral. Make sure you have a few videos. Maybe even, you know, crank up some quality webinars. And then sign up for a virtual trade show with a great provider. Load them up onto your trade show and redirect your marketing efforts. So you're doing LinkedIn, you're doing email marketing. Redirect them to promote your virtual trade show. Get those leads to sign up on the event. Tell them who else is attending. Maybe get a few sponsors as well. And that will definitely prove to be far more affordable than a roadshow. And it will definitely strike some conversations that will help you out. So that's my advice. Virtual trade show. Go for it. Next up is we've got Rodney from Chicago. Okay, yeah. We'll take one more question here. So I'm planning to host a virtual trade show. Whoa, we were just talking about that. To showcase a furniture brand, we've set up a great event with tons of amazing videos and brochures. However, we're 2 weeks out and we're not getting the sign-up volume we wanted. We're promoting a virtual trade show on Facebook and LinkedIn. The reach is great, but conversations are limited. Any advice? Okay, so the first thing that comes to my mind is, so people are already engaging with you on Facebook and LinkedIn, you know, or at least your reach is great. So I would first thing that comes to my mind is that put in a remarketing tag on your own website and make sure you're remarketing to the audiences that are currently visiting your site on Facebook and LinkedIn, because that's just going to amp up the relevancy as well. So it actually ensures that you're bringing in the right audiences to your channel, to your Facebook page and LinkedIn page. So retargeting is definitely something that I'd recommend. And as you know, that you need to follow your audience. Sales is a multi-touch point game. So, you know, it takes about 6 to 8 touch points before somebody converts. So think about retargeting. Second, you've done the heavy lifting. You already have some videos. I'd say create some clips of those. Don't put the whole thing, just a teaser, and put them on social media like YouTube, and try to see whether you can generate a bit more interest that way. Because once you give them a sort of a flavor of the value that people will be expecting, they're bound to, you know, sort of sign up and say that, hey, we'd love to see the rest of this. And, you know, if you're in B2B, I'd probably favor LinkedIn. If it's B2C, I'd probably go for Facebook. But that's not a really hard rule. You can do both and test what works. The one thing that is often overlooked in virtual events when you're promoting it is that if you've got partners and sponsors on the event, make sure you're leveraging their network as well. So just keep, you know, make sure you ask them that, hey, can you promote our event on your site as well as on your social media? Because that's going to make a big difference, and it just has a multiplicative effect on your networking efforts. And I would also say, so you're doing a furniture brand now. I would also suggest that you do PPC as well. Yeah. And see if you can drive, you know, traffic from geographies that you're targeting. And you basically, you bid on top keywords, probably furniture brands like sofa and bed set brands. And maybe even go for marketplaces. So I think I know there's a German marketplace called Wayfair, and that specializes in furniture. So you might want to even do a direct advertising play with them, or classifieds for that matter. I think the furniture category in classifieds is great. So you might want to do a direct advertising with the likes of maybe OLX and try to see whether you can crank up some traffic from there. This does remind me of one tactic we applied a few years ago, because you're in the furniture brand and it becomes a bit difficult to sort of isolate and identify people who might be interested in furniture. So what I did once when I was running my classifieds platform, 7-8 years ago, which horribly failed at that time, but this particular strategy really worked well, was that we went to classified sites, and we went into the furniture section. We picked up the mobile numbers and phone numbers of a lot of the people who were selling furniture online. And we basically compiled them and did an SMS marketing play for them. So where basically we sort of informed them about our website. In your case, you would be trying to inform them about your virtual trade show and just sort of entice them that, hey, you know, like we're trying to do this show, and, you know, tell them that, you know, tell your friends if you're interested, why don't you come and sign up? That actually might help. So an SMS marketing play might also make those people come your way and squeeze in some more numbers. All right, cool. So that is my time, and I will now skedaddle. Thank you very much for listening. I will request you, as always, to like, subscribe, and leave a review for the podcast on Stitcher, Google Play, and iTunes. Please recommend it to your friends. And as always, please keep sending in those marketing challenges on podcast@vfairs.com. That's podcast@vfairs.com. Feel free to send in feedback on how we can improve the show. Alrighty then, until next time, this is Arthur signing off.